So welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Friday, it's 12 o'clock, and it's time for the I Love Real Estate success story. It's a success story. Why is it a success story? Because it's all about what students in the community have done to change their lives. And the reason why we share these stories is to give you a little bit of an inspiration so that you can go out and do something in your own lives to change it, to move yourself into a better place, a better space, whatever that is for you. And each of the stories that we share give you a little bit of an insight into what others have done, and super inspirational. And today's is another one. I've been looking forward for this, catching up with these two for a while now. For those of you who are new students, chances are you would have seen an interview that they would have done a while ago, and that's been uploaded. And luckily, only recently, I just shared it with them. And it's all about, this was a couple of years ago, and they've gone on to do some amazing things even more. So I Love Real Estate Success Story show is off and running. Jess and Bright, how are you?
Michael,
are you good? Awesome. Okay, good, good. Well, look, thank you so much for taking the time out. And, you know, now you're joining us from NZ, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Across the ditch. Is it across the ditch or across the... It's a big ditch, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, bit of a jump.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. All right. Hey, well, look, what I really want to do is kind of like go back to a little bit of the beginning. And if you're happy to share, give us a bit of an insight, because one of the things I just listed down here was that in just 4 years, you've gone from having no experience, no nothing, to then turning it into 350K in just 4 years. And you're young too. You know, you're kind of starting out, and it just, so I really want to find out a little bit more. So can you give us a bit of insight? What was life like for you before you joined the I Love Real Estate community?
All right. Sure. So we knew that we wanted more from life from where we were at the time. We were living in Melbourne and had this bit of a desire to make something bigger with ourselves. Just we're working like week to week, didn't really know what we were working for or where we were going. Bri had this really strong desire to own a house, and that was because of where she came from.
I don't know, some of you guys may have seen posts that I've done in the past or anything, but I grew up literally with nothing. Both my parents, drug addicts, alcoholics, you name it, can't afford this, can't afford that. Gang members, Christmas Day, you know, random stuff people don't normally grow up with, but for some reason it never felt right to me. And I wanted more from then, but I didn't have the knowledge around me. This is all that was around me for years and years and years.
Did that would have shaped a little bit of your life growing up in such a full-on type of environment?
I definitely didn't get the education a lot of people did, because it was easier not to take me to school than to use the energy to take me to school.
Wow.
When I got old enough that I could have taken myself to school, I didn't want to go to school because I didn't know what everyone else knew by that point.
So you're already far behind, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I was at an 8-year-old level when I was almost 13.
Wow, tough. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're diving straight in here, aren't we? So how did that shape? Because obviously the community is obviously all about, you know, from a success and so forth. So, was there anything else you wanted to share along those lines, or?
I think like a big part really is that because both Bri's parents were renting their houses their whole life, that created in her like this really strong desire to create some stability for herself. And then she brought that into our relationship. Like I wanted a house, but probably not as strongly as Bri. Like I wasn't willing to do anything to make it happen at that point. But yeah, she managed to kind of get in and change my mindset about money. And yeah, that's kind of where we were at before the course, I guess.
Yeah. So was that Bri, for you, was that like, you know, you wanted a house to kind of like, because that's what you hadn't really had, is that?
Oh, definitely. There was many times that I had to move because the owner was like, I want to move into my own house, or you know, I want to renovate, and so they're going to put the price up, and we were on the benefit, so we could only afford the low of the low. It's not like it is these days, like it was just, these are the choices. And I don't know, there was just this drive to have that. And yeah, I think now looking back, it must be that it was stability. It was knowing that if I got a house, then I would be okay. And I would have done something with my life. Because I know that's another thing. My dad is now in a rest home, pretty much drinking his food. And he was very lucky to, you know, have the government on his side for the rentals. But again, he never owned a home. So he just had to, you know, get given what he was given.
Wow. So you've grown up with parents never having owned a home, anything along those lines?
No.
Wow. Okay. And then you come into the community.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing. I was the black sheep of the family. So I never saw it from the other sides either.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you join the community.
So what happened for you to join? Like, you know, can you give us a bit of an idea? Because like everyone, whenever anyone comes into the community, they're kind of there looking for something, or something's happened. So what was it for you guys? Because I think, Bri, you were the one that first came along, weren't you?
Yes.
Can you tell us about kind of?
So pretty much for me, I know it's really random, but all of a sudden I saw an ad on Facebook and I was just scrolling, and I was obsessed with property at that point, but I didn't know how to go any further. So I was like, I'll go to this one day and I'll get a little bit of information. And Jesse was like, okay, well, we don't have money, you know, so you promise me, like, these things are scams, you will not join. And I'm like, no, of course. And we'd been in a relationship for what, about 5 years by this point. So like, it was our money. And I was like, no, we definitely wouldn't do that. And she trusted me. And then I went along to the one day, and that's where my life changed. Pretty much at lunchtime, I spoke to someone who was in the Platinum. So someone who was part of the community already. And I told him my story, and because he was like, why aren't you joining? And I was like, because I promised I would not, like, these are all scams. But by this point in my head, I was like, she doesn't seem like a scam. I was really confused. Talking to him more, he heard my story. I was an open book. I told him that I'd come from nothing. And I also told him that we didn't have the money, and that I just wanted to get a bit of knowledge. And he said to me, well, how about I pay for it? And if you get something out of it, then you can pay me back. And if you don't like it within the 30 days, you can cancel it and I can get my money back. And I was like, what? And I thought, there is literally nothing for me to lose here. And who is this person? I didn't know him from a bar of soap. And I was like, okay. And I thought, what's going on? I had to really think about it, because I was like, could this be a scam in itself? Like, I was so confused. And then I signed up, got the paperwork, got the books, everything got sent to me. And I thought, wow. And then all of a sudden I had all this information, and I told Jesse, and I was really scared. And I was like, so I've done this thing. And by the first like few days, I was obsessed. Mm-hmm. I had so much information given to me, and with my background, it took me a little bit longer, but I was obsessed. I couldn't believe that what was on paper was common sense.
And on paper, because she was different to everyone else, and she specifically requested if she could receive it all in hard copy, because I think it's all digital, it was all digital these days. She wanted to have the book in her hands so she could highlight it and
I've got to say that that's a fascinating introduction into the community. You know, I mean, we, you know, it's called the I Love Real Estate. It's, but I think that the love portion is kind of like a little bit more prominent in your entry into the community than anything else. It is something for anyone who, you know, has been in the community for a long time, that there is such a sense of camaraderie, of support, of help. And the other thing is that Dimna has this viewpoint of a pebble in the pond effect. And it's the ripples in the pebble in the pond effect. And the real simple way of viewing that is that Dimna says that when she does something, the ripples flow out and they influence and affect others. So she's put the training and education there. Another one of her students has picked it up and run with it, got successful. And then they've now gone to an event, come back and to see her. And then you've come along, Bri, you've come along, and it's like, and then he's just gone, yeah, great, I'm going to actually flow on a little bit to you to help you. It's such a beautiful way of it's that pay it forward type of viewpoint, but in the I Love Real Estate kind of sense. Yeah. So, and did you say friends with them, or how did that?
Yeah. So like at the beginning, we really were, he really helped us get involved and all that kind of stuff. And even tried to help us get a home at one point. And that obviously was not meant to be the home for us, because no matter what we did, it was not accepting. But you know, he kept us strong at the very beginning. And so did some other people as well. And now that we're kind of on our own journey doing it, he's just let us do our own thing. And he's obviously really busy doing his. And I'd love to catch up with him again, but at the moment he's busy and we're more like acquaintances. But we paid him back, and how can you not? Like the first deal we got, we were like, absolutely.
So you just paid him back, first deal, done.
He was a definite role model in our life for a good few months there. Like we met up with him for coffees and beers and always like he was really inspiring, always telling us his stories about how he got there, and just kept reminding us that we could do it as long as we put in the work. And he was really cool to have around.
Actually, he even tried to give me a job, and I just it wasn't for me. I wasn't very knowledgeable with money at the time, so it didn't work. But
wow,
he wasn't rude about it. It was me who's choosing that I don't want to screw him around. So
wow. The community, hey, the Isle of Real Estate community. What an awesome introduction. And look, just to let you know, if you go along to an event, this may not happen. This is a little bit unusual. don't expect to go along there and go, where's a couple of other Isle of Real Estate members? Because I want to join like Brian Jess did.
Yeah, I actually, the reason I went up to him over other people was that he was one of the only ones that had actually been in the course, and I just wanted to know more about it, even though I knew I wasn't going to join. Like, I wasn't able to, but I thought about it in my future. I was like, maybe I'll try join it in the future. So it was amazing.
Awesome.
It changed our life.
Yeah. Totally. Oh, awesome. Hey, so now you're kind of like you're joining in, and you're kind of like getting going. How did things change for you? Like once you got into the training and so forth, what did you really get into? What was the thing that kind of really were like, you know, that shifted or changed your viewpoint? Because I think it was it the peg in the sand? Was that the?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
now, hang on. But before you start on this, for brand new students and for all students, listen up. This is something that Dimna mentions. And when I found out about this, I'm like, this is the ideal scenario of how to get started. All right. So listen up. This is actually really cool. So sorry. There you go. Go for it.
one. So Bri had brought home her hard copy folder, and she had these two little peg in the sand books, and she sat me down and she said, "We're going to do these peg in the sand books." And I was a bit stubborn at the time, and I was like, "I don't really understand why we're doing this." But it really was amazing because, you know, we knew that we wanted to get to a certain point in life, but we weren't very clear on the how and the why. And so sitting down and doing the peg in the sand together, although I know you meant to do it separately, we did ours together. But that's fine because most of our goals were aligned anyway. But that helped us to really have a clear vision of what we actually wanted to achieve in life and what steps we needed to take to get there. So that was the first step that we took once we got into the training.
Because when you were starting, you guys are just living paycheck to paycheck. Was that right?
We had saved a few times, and then we often ended up spending it because we didn't really know what we were saving for, and we didn't know how to make that money grow. So that was doing the peg in the sand really defined that for us, and it was so much easier for us to start saving for our deposit once we knew exactly what our goals were.
It made it more enjoyable to be at work as well, because we knew it wasn't, one, going to be forever, and two, that it was actually getting us further in life. Like, it wasn't just like, why am I doing this? What's this for? It was like, I've got a goal. This is what I can do right now at this point. So this is what I'm going to do until I can get to here.
That's such a really cool kind of viewpoint, because it's kind of like you're already removing yourself from work while being at work, because in your mind, you're focused on your peg in the sand, your goals, because it's now clear.
That's right.
Definitely.
Yeah, such a cool. So even while you're doing the same things, you're in the process of working towards where you want to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Did your confidence change with this as well?
So much. Why I'm nodding? No, I don't know. I'm so much. Like, I know that before this, I didn't really know much of many things, and this gave me something that, I don't know, I understood and really got into the deep of a.
Yeah, so obviously Bri knew she wanted to buy a house, but we didn't know how to do that. And so for her to gain that knowledge and have access to all that information, then she felt really confident. She's like, this is how we're going to do it. These are the things that we need to learn, and these are the things that we're going to do. And without that knowledge, you definitely wouldn't have had the confidence to do it.
And I think also, like, it made me feel like challenges were just going to be challenges. They weren't going to be, you know, this is as far as we can go.
And just for you, because you didn't go along to the intro event. No. You know, you're there. Are you kind of like going, yeah, this is right for me? Or are you like on the sidelines going, I don't know about this, or where were you, like, how did things change for you? Like, did you do the peg in the sand and go, this is looking, you know, like.
I was quite into the whole mindset and making goals. Like, I really liked that part, and Bri was really into the property, and that's where we kind of, I guess, met each other halfway and influenced each other in those ways. But I was quite reluctant to get involved in the community because I'm very introverted, and it's quite a bubbly, loud community. So the first event that I went to with Bri, I actually only went for 3 hours because I walked into the centre in Melbourne and I was like, oh my God, look at the roof. And Bri's like, oh, I've never noticed that, because it's all like mirrors. It's just very loud, and the energy was really full on.
It was amazing.
And Bri thrives in that environment, and it was a bit much for me, but
at the time,
I just kept going to a couple of half days, and then eventually I attended a whole weekend, and I started to feed into that energy and get excited about it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just took a bit longer to get into it.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because that that hotel that has the mirrors, that's the Sofitel in Melbourne, for anyone who's been along. And the really weird thing is that you actually don't notice it. Well, you would have noticed it, but not everyone does notice it. No. And I remember someone, I remember being there, and it was like a child was there, you know, one of the attendees, kind of, you know, kids was there, and they were pointing up, looking out there. Oh, look. And I was looking up and I was like, oh, you can see everyone down. It's got mirrors coming down, so you can see yourself in the mirrors. So yeah. But interesting how you had to kind of work your way through that for yourself to get more involved. And was there a kind of like a point, was there kind of one event, or was there one thing that you know, really kind of changed you?
Yeah, so Bri made some friends from the community that we started to spend time with outside of these events. And so I started to get to know the faces a bit more on a smaller scale. So we had about 4 or 5 people that we were spending time with quite regularly. And, you know, it was amazing to surround ourselves with people that had the same sort of mindset and goals as us. And being around them made me feel more confident when I attended that course, and there was more familiar faces, and I felt a lot more comfortable once I recognized those faces and felt like I was belonged to it.
Cool. Yeah, interesting. Good. It's one of those things, you know, I like having mates in the market. And connecting up with local other members. So for those of you who haven't already, there are regular meetups that are run by students. It's not managed by us here at Isle of Real Estate. It's a student-run community meetups, and they occur in every major state around Australia. But it really is up to you know, each of you to reach out to those that are local, because that really is super supportive, having people.
At the time, we had friends that had been in the course for years and doing, you know, multi-million dollar deals. And we had people who had just started out like us. And there was no judgment on anyone. And it was great. It was like, oh, you're doing better than me. Or it's just the most beautiful community I've ever... That's why whenever I message on the Facebook page, I'm like, hello, family. Because that's what I feel like we are, especially when we get to go to those events.
It's like a family reunion.
Yeah. I think when people come in, like, you know, we call it a community, but after you've been in it a while, it's like a family. Yeah, it really does have that. Yeah. Oh, awesome. So was there a particular program that really, or a particular event that you were like, ah, oh, this is the one? This is the one that really...
I think the success stories. The super conference. Yeah, I think that is like you're on a natural high and you cannot get off it. Hearing this is why we're happy to share as well, because we knew that it wasn't we didn't feel jealousy when we heard people's stories. We felt excited for them and felt excited for us, because you know, some of the stories you're like, oh my gosh, I relate to that. I could do this. Yeah, you do. I was on such a natural high after those events that I felt like I could do anything.
And there's also something I think that when you come along to those events, there's often like a magazine that's on there as well. Yeah, did you get one of those?
Yes. So it was actually at the one dayer that I got the first one, and I kid you not, it was the success stories in those that it was just little quotes that they had, and I cut them all out and I put them in my Make It Happen book. The reason I got a Make It Happen book is because when I was at the one day, I actually won a book from on stage, and I got Dimna to sign it, and it said, Make It Happen. And so... Yeah, I literally, like, I don't know how, but I found this book and it was just like a diary, and it's got Make It Happen written on it. So, and I put all the success stories and everything in there, and I still to this day go back to those success stories and I just look at them and think, yep, I can do this. Yeah.
So then the next thing that follows from that is that we have a super conference coming up at the end of the year.
you?
I'm just putting you on the spot here.
Yeah.
But when the success story comes up, you know, the I Love Real Estate Super Conference comes up, Dipna does let everyone know, hey, put in your success story.
Oh, right. True.
Yeah.
I thought you mean I was like, oh, we're gonna try and make it so we can go there and not be in it.
If you...
Is it so it's in person this time?
Look, hopefully it is. That's what we're looking forward to. Hopefully it is. All going well, it'll be in person. But what I'm asking is that if you can, put in your story for that super conference, okay, you know? Sure. Be one of those who puts that in. Yeah. Do that. Yeah. Awesome. Hey, so look, probably what we should do is should we get into some of the deals you've done?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, yeah. Let's get. Yeah, do you want to? Happy to share. Okay, cool, awesome. So, let us know what was the first one that you did.
All right. So, our first deal, we actually purchased a house in New Zealand. We were working with a very small amount of funds.
Tell us about the lending, because when you first started, you didn't have a very high lending capacity, did you?
Yeah. So no. Well, when we first started the course, we only had about 4K, which is why I insisted Bri could not join, because we were saving for a home. So after we saved for a long time.
Oh, I have to mention this. I know why. We got told that we could buy one of those home and land packages if only we had $10,000 to start with. And then I joined the course and I am so glad that changed everything.
But you didn't buy one of those.
No, that's what I'm saying. So we were saving for that, which is why I wasn't allowed to spend that money, because that was our only way of putting our foot in the door at the time. Now, did I know that $10,000 is not all you need at all? And it would have, we would have probably been scammed from that one, to be honest.
Lucky. Yeah, good. Sorry. Well done. Good. Yep. No, good.
So we had our 4K, and for the first year in the course, we just acquired the information and gained knowledge and saved. And then once we got to a point where we had enough for a deposit, we looked around Australia for quite a while, and we just weren't able to borrow much. And I don't know, it just felt right for us to purchase in New Zealand. So we followed that gut feeling and we found
it was possible.
Yeah, so we found the house for 206K. It was a 3-bedroom that we turned into a 4-bedroom. And our strategy at the time was to do a rental. So we just did a cosmetic reno, and before the reno it was valued that we could get $280 a week for rent. And after the reno, we were able to get $390 a week rent.
Yeah,
so we rented
awesome
it for 12 months.
I'll just make sure it's not Malachi. It's all right. Okay.
Sorry, our phone's ringing.
And now we have a child to look after. I just have to check. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
So we had a tenant in there for 12 months. And eventually we decided that we wanted to use those funds. So we sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Purchased for 206, paid 19K in the reno. Then we sold it for $280 with a profit of $66,000.
Yeah.
Awesome. And how much did you initially put into the deal to get into the deal?
Like our deposit?
Yeah.
That was $60,000.
Okay. So you've just literally kind of doubled your money.
Yes, we did. So once we knew that we had to save, we had to get rid of our car loan, everything like that. We sacrificed. We really did. We made sure that we didn't go out with friends. I think all our friends actually thought we were quite poor, because we were like, oh, we won't be doing that.
No Evo on toast.
Yep.
So we'd do things like free beach walks, or, you know, very, very simple things so we could save as much as we could. And long story short, the banks would not loan to us as much in Australia. We were not getting our foot in the door. It was really hard. And the only way we were able to do it in New Zealand, after many calls with brokers on the phone, some even laughing at me, I did not give up. We got a successful deal and a successful mortgage broker, and we still had to have 30% to put into it. Wow. And so we had to, yeah, that's why we were only able to borrow that much.
Wow. But you did it, and now you're off, hey?
How did you
feel after that deal and the success of that?
Incredible.
Oh my god, scared. Yeah,
it was, the hardest one is definitely the first one. But just making the move and getting it started, and there's just so many more hurdles just to get started. But yeah, once you're off.
Yeah,
awesome. And now you had it positive. You held it for 12 months, but it was positive cash flow during that time as well?
Yes. So nice. We put in a bit of a reno. And when I say a bit of a reno, I went back. So Jesse was working. We were still living in Australia. I went over and did the reno myself. We had a builder to help with the fourth bedroom. But apart from that, I was learning to paint. I was learning to pull out carpet, insulate, all those things. Can you say that last bit again?
Just in regards to, it was positive cash flow while you held it there. Yeah. So
we didn't overcapitalize is what I was going to say. So when I went over there, when we finished that reno, then we rented it from, we were able to do 280 after the reno, we were able to rent it out $390 a week.
Awesome.
Small rural town.
The reason why we held it is that our long-term goal was to move home to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So what we actually did was, while someone was renting it out, we withdrew some equity so that we could do another deal in Australia.
Mm. And it was so much easier. Yeah. And I have to say, hands down for who are they that help the
Wisdom?
Wisdom. Yeah. Oh my goodness, they think outside the box.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So then that leads on to your second deal, which is the one in Victoria. Yeah. So tell us about that one.
Yeah. So it was actually Tony from Wisdom made this happen for us.
Yep.
We had such a small deposit, and somehow we couldn't purchase our first one because our deposit was too small. Well, this one, the deposit was way smaller, but Tony helped to make it happen.
He does that.
So we purchased the house in Victoria for $410,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a cosmetic reno, spent $14,000.
We bought it on the week. So we bought it, got accepted, and then the week of settlement that we moved in was when COVID hit.
The first lockdown,
the borders closed. We thought, okay, we're in a crashing market. This is fun. We just bought at the highest point.
Yeah. Are you a little bit nervous at this point?
Oh my God, yes.
but also really, really grateful because we were living in a rental before that with a little courtyard, and now we've just bought this house and we're in lockdown and we've got a backyard and a lot of time. So we just dug in and started the renovations.
Not much more you can do.
Yeah. So while we're in lockdown, we just renovated the whole time, just painting. And
the only thing that was open was Bunnings.
Yep. Indeed. So how much did you spend on the reno?
So that reno was $14,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just pretty much cosmetic reno, yeah?
It really was. It was just tidying it up. We've got to get out of here.
Yeah, because majority of our funds were tied up in that property in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And so we just were kind of scraping off my income at that point.
Yeah, I wasn't working.
Yeah. Mm, okay. Yeah. And so did you sold that one?
Yep. So we lived there for not quite a year, and we really wanted to move home to New Zealand, so our goal was to sell that and move home. So we made $25,000 from that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to move home, and basically that one funded our move home to New Zealand.
Cool. Okay.
And we were really stoked we even got anything. So we're over the moon with what we got from it, because that was during lockdown.
So you sold that during lockdown?
Yes. Yep.
Interesting. You sold it during lockdown and you made a profit.
Yeah.
And if we had have not done that deal, we would have just been sitting in a rental, spending money and not getting anything back.
Yeah. What I can say is that people were always like, it's not the right time. There is no right time or wrong time. Like, if you think your strategy is going to work, have three strategies. Mm,
yeah. and
go on something if you have to.
Yeah, awesome. And you're really getting into this reno kind of side of thing too, yeah?
I love it. I found my passion.
Awesome. Can I ask how much it was to get into that property? So obviously you've got a deposit in there and cost to get in. You've got a 14K spend on it.
I think we only put in like 20.
Not even. Like, it was...
It was not much.
It was not much at all. Yeah. I think it was... Yeah, it was less than 5%.
And the reason why the profit was 25 is because we actually had to get lender's mortgage insurance because it was our first time borrowing in Australia.
Oh, yeah, that expense. Yep, yeah, yep, of course.
We could get in. And it was, 14 was cheap there.
Yeah,
It wasn't much unless it was
unit.
Like an apartment or unit. And no matter what, like, you walked in, it was already under offer.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, cool. So then probably about a 34 all up spent, including the reno. And then you made 25 out of it. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you get all that back, right? Like, you may have spent it, but you get it back.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so deal number two. How are you feeling now after doing these two deals and heading back to NZ?
Feeling like this could work.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped.
Really just happy to go home.
Yeah, we were actually thinking that we were ready to settle down. So we wanted to move home to New Zealand and just settle down for a bit. So our next deal we went in, our intention was actually to have an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
So we purchased a rural coastal property, 4.5 acres. For $570,000, and it's got a sleep out and potential to build a little unit on it. And so that was our strategy when we bought it.
Mm.
Hey, now hang on. You've just bought a place of $570,000.
Yes.
How are you feeling now having the first one? This is more than double what you could loan with your first deal. Hey, like, is this... Are you kind of like going, hang on, this is working? How are things changing for you? Kind of like now you've started to, and this is something that's really interesting, that you start off, wherever you can start off, you start off, and then you build and you build and you build.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. And I think
it was just so much easier once you start to build up the knowledge and the wealth. It's so much easier to borrow. Like, the banks are just like,
And the crazy thing is, from the beginning, we've actually been working with the same person for the same bank. And I know there's no cross securitizing or anything like that, but we don't have that option because there's only one bank that wants to lend to us.
Mm.
So we have to work with that.
I'm a bit of a unique purchaser because I work for a company in Australia still, so we're only limited to one bank that we can actually borrow from here.
So you use and do what you can do with what's available. So how did this one start? This, now you use this as a PPR to be an Airbnb, or what, how did it work out?
So that was the strategy. We started renovating, and I guess we were about 6 months in, and we went away for our 10-year anniversary last year.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were on there, we did a bit of a check-in with our goals and how we were feeling about everything and where we were going. And what we realized is that both of us were feeling, we're not ready to settle down. We want to keep moving. We want to keep doing what we've been doing. Yeah. So we just changed course and we're like, all right, well, let's just renovate it and move on.
It took that long because I did have what I thought was a mystery illness when we came over. Something was not going right. I was not in the, something was painful for me. And no matter what I did, like, sorry for the gory details, but pain would make me throw up. It was so bad. And it was things like painting walls. And then I was just like, okay, no, just got to get on with it. Something, you know, that they can't find anything going on. So it must be in my head. I don't know what's going on. So we also was like, it's time to settle down sort of thing. And then I didn't give up on that because I couldn't give up on this because it made me so happy. And so I went to the doctors, specialists, finally found out that it was a hernia. And so I pretty much, like, this is what I'm saying when people say, oh, I don't know if I can do it. Like, I was doing it with a hernia. I was painting. I was putting floorboards down, you know. Yeah, there were so many things, putting things, like walk-in wardrobes, making, you know, putting things together. And that was a big part of the why it took so long.
Wow. So you're doing all this work with a hernia. And this is work that you'd learnt to do.
Yes.
On the job.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Super dedicated, hey? But then you're passionate about it as well, aren't you?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I honestly thought I just wanted to own a home. Once I got one, I was like, I'm going to own more. This is amazing. And it also turned out that it was almost like therapy for me to be painting and seeing a change, seeing something so messy to clean, to a tidy point. Yeah,
awesome.
So you got to have the passion, you really do, or you got to find it.
Awesome. And so how did this one stack up for you? Because now you recently sold that.
Yeah. So yes.
Now you got to tell us, because I think that's, you know, it's a rural. Rural coastal house.
Yeah, which normally probably average around here would be about a month to 2 months on the market. And we pulled the heartstrings of people here and we got under offer in 6 days. Four.
Yeah, so the numbers are, we purchased for 570, we spent 25. And we sold it for 830, so we made a profit of 208k.
Awesome! Yeah. Now that's a nice chunk, isn't it?
Yes,
it really is.
How do you feel having that nice chunk?
Yeah, still shocked.
Yeah,
because it literally just happened.
Yeah. Wow!
Still going through it. Yeah.
Yeah. And now you sold it in 6 days.
Yes.
In a rural town. That usually doesn't sell for a month or so.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I can say a lot of it is from what we learned in the course. Like, even staging, we didn't stage until this time round. It's so good. It really makes a difference.
And it was fun.
Yeah,
we just spent a couple of $100 and we set up a nursery in a kid's bedroom and it was.
Yeah. You'd think we had a family.
Oh, awesome. So cool. Hey, well done on that. And now what have you done? Have you got something else lined up?
Yeah, so we've just purchased our fourth property for 670, and we purchased it below the market value, which is, we think, a massive achievement, because everything we've seen is selling like 50 to 100k above the asking price,
because we're no longer in rural, you can do that. You can't do that. Yeah. Like, where we're looking.
Yeah, so we're buying in a small city.
Mm.
Awesome. So bought under the market, and that was 670, was it?
Yeah.
What's it like buying a place for 670, knowing that, you know, a little bit earlier on you had trouble buying a place for 200, was it? This is three times the amount, 206.
Yeah. I don't even think I can describe it.
The banks were just like, yep. They're like, what?
Well, I was talking to my broker and she gave me the numbers, and I just kind of, I hadn't told her at this point what we were expecting to sell for. So I just almost had to giggle to myself when she said that we need to aim to sell this house for 630 or something. And I was knowing in my head that we were looking at between 800 to 850. So when I actually gave her the numbers that we sold for, she's just like, oh my gosh, you guys have done amazing. That's yeah. so cool. Like, yeah, even she was rooting for us.
And I want to add, I think it's really important that I think we're saying about, you know, you get the right team on board as well. Part of the real estate is that we had, you know, we keep moving around, so we do need to find new ones, but we had a few different agents come in here and I wanted to find the right one because we'd had an experience with the one that we sold for 280. I feel like part of that, it could have been higher had he done his job a bit differently. So this time I really made sure, learning curves, and we had a few people coming in and the agents were like, I think we can do 700. And I'm like, that's nice. Bye-bye. And then we had someone come in and we're like, they're like, no, I think we can get this. And I'm like, I think so too. You're hired.
This is so cool. I got to say, this is so cool hearing it from you. Because like, you know, when you started, didn't have, you know, no knowledge. And here you are. You're now so on the ball when it comes to your numbers and figures that you're dealing with your finance person. And they're saying, oh, you can only get this much. And you're saying, no, well, we sold it here. Knowing it, you're getting real estate agents coming in and saying, oh, I don't think you get here. Your ability to be able to ascertain who is the right person to have on your team is just, it's just cranked up. You're just really becoming professionals in this space.
I felt like I knew more than them.
Yeah.
So they were coming in and they, you know, we've got a 6-bay shed that we were selling. They're like, do you reckon you could do anything commercial with this? And I'm like, it's a 6-bay shed. You could have, you know, a mechanic could do their job. You could build tiny houses in here. You know, there's so many commercial options. So yeah, I felt like I definitely knew more than them. And so I was just like, no. Yeah, it's amazing.
How is that with the tables being turned for you now that you're now speaking with professionals coming in, getting them to assist you, and you're in a position where you've got a better knowledge. You've got a better understanding.
What's great, because the first house we got, the 206, I mean, it is a small number, but I can tell you if we'd known more at that point, we would have either been able to pull the price down or, you know, something like that. But we had dodgy piles. It wasn't rewired. And we still made a profit, remember, on this one. You know, these are things we had no idea going in. And that's why we also decided to sell it, because we had a point where the broker was actually like, you could probably keep that one and get this one. And we're like, I think we're going to accept what it is and move on from our experience and our learning curves from that one.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
So cool. You've done so well.
Yeah. And now when we go into a house, we're like, kind of know what we're looking for instead of just going in blind. But you have to go in blind to start. I have to put that out there. Honestly, don't let fear hold you back, because you're not going to get anywhere. You've got to get there. If you feel like you've got enough knowledge, then start implementing it.
Start where you're at. Yeah. Fantastic. Well done. What an awesome result. Now, so that's in 4 years, and that's really where you've kicked up, and which is what we originally said. It's 350K total now that you've got profit-wise in a period of 4 years, coming from literally no experience, no nothing. What four grand in cash? That's about it.
Yeah.
But still with loans and stuff like that. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, exactly. That was the thing we also didn't realize. You know, we were trying to save. Well, we were actually getting interest on our loans. We should have been putting the money on our loans first, which is pretty much the first thing that I really got from reading up, although I was like, I think we're doing something wrong. We need to start putting our money here and have zero here right now. Yeah. That was the right thing for us. And it disappeared so quick when we started doing that. And then we started building up our savings.
So nice to hear. Awesome. Hey, can you give us a bit of an idea, like, if, you know, with what you've done, is there something that you've run into which is like, oh, gee, this is a real kind of difficult scenario. How am I going to actually address this? Because I think, Jess, you've got something that kind of happened, certainly from a finance side of things, wasn't it?
So our biggest challenge definitely was being able to get the finance to start. So at the start, when we just had the 4K, I was a part-time barista at that point, so not a lot of money coming in, and
I was self-employed.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to meet someone who I was just chatting with, and he told me about this other job in IT that I could basically teach myself to do, and yeah, gain the skills and then get into this really good career. And so I was like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a go. Didn't spend any money. So I trained myself up and got qualified as a Salesforce consultant, and got a job on salary. And then once I was in that position, then the banks were looking at me more seriously. And it was from that point that, you know, that that was the challenge we needed to overcome, was how we were going to get the banks to take us seriously. So once I had that finance, then it was so much easier for us to get started. And really had to take on what the brokers were telling us. So they have a lot of knowledge. And when you listen to them, like, they can really help you get far.
Even if you're not in a position and you go talk to them now, they can help you get to that position.
And so once I got the funds from the bank, then, you know, that was just the starting point. Then we could just make that grow.
And there are other ways around it, obviously, with, you know, no money down deals and things like that, and JVs, but for us, we didn't really feel like we had enough knowledge or confidence to give anyone that. So this was our way of getting there.
So Bri, here you are looking at just getting into this. How was that from your side, knowing that, hey, we're not going to be able to get into a deal, but now Jess has gone out, trained herself up. How was that from your side, knowing?
It felt amazing because when, like I said, when we first started, she was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you spending your time doing this? And then she saw, and I've just started repeating stuff that I got really excited about. And she still wasn't really into the whole, I'm going to renovate, or, you know, she didn't really, it wasn't her thing, it was mine. And so she did her thing to be able to get me to do my thing. It was a full support teamwork.
So we say to ourselves that we are JV partners. So I'm the financial partner and she's the doing partner. So, you know, we're using all of my income, and Bri can take my income and turn it into something bigger. So we just live off my income, and then everything that's coming through real estate is just going back into real estate and growing more.
That's really awesome. That's awesome how you've kind of, you've got your own, obviously you've got a relationship, but now you've got your own partnership going between you and your,
And it turns out that we work really great together. And even sometimes, you know, Jess gets her hands dirty and she's learning tools and she's seeing how much freedom I'm having because, one, I've got a hernia. So I've only been able to do like a couple of hours a day of anything. And she was like, hey, I want this. And so she's starting to learn some things that, you know, I know she'll be capable of doing. She's also got this secret interior design that she didn't know she had, that is just immaculate and it looks amazing. It's great taste, which really helps. And we do, in our future, we want her to be part of the partnership of that way, where we don't need to borrow money anymore and we can use our own money to, like, to buy and then redo and renovate and stuff.
Awesome.
And is that she's with me and that we get to go to the beach when we want to, and then, you know.
so cool. And well done, Jess, as well. Just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna kind of change my roles, gonna learn, do it, get out there, get a job, and then suddenly it just kicks things off. Because the one thing is, you've got to have your finance in place. It's the fuel. It's the fuel that really kind of powers the investing. And everyone.
And if you've got some skills, JV all the way. Like if someone else has got the funds, you know, but we didn't have anything. We were too nervous to start there.
Yeah. So you JV'd with each other. Awesome.
We did.
Yeah, you made it happen. You made it happen. Yeah.
Willing to take the risk.
Yeah. And do the work. Do the work to make it work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your life different now?
Whew. Okay, here's a big one. My biggest one would be that I was in a toxic job for me. I am happy to share because I feel really proud of where I've come from. And before all of this, I was a stripper. With the knowledge that I didn't get as a kid, it didn't give me many options when I got older. And that was something that I fell into and at the beginning really did enjoy, felt like I could actually do this and I was okay at it. And it was down the track that I was starting to get older and realizing that, you know, there were times there I would get a good amount of money at the beginning. I didn't know what to do anything. You know, I didn't know what to do with it. By the time I joined iLove, I was definitely one of those old ones and wasn't going anywhere and didn't want to do it any longer. I was very much over it. It wasn't giving me what I thought. And now I get to really enjoy life. I literally wake up getting excited about my day. I've had hernia repair. So I've got a little bit of waiting to do. I've got a bit of healing to do. And we're in a financial position where because of that, what I did do, I can now heal and not freak out that we don't have the money coming in. And another thing also is with all of this COVID up and down, I wouldn't have been able to work anyway, but it was after the first deal that I was like, I'm going to use my time more wisely doing something that put me on a natural high.
Wow.
And I don't have to be in that world. No more night shifts and weekends. No more feeling like, sorry. It's good.
Wow. So you've really taken, could I say that it's kind of like from a real toxic kind of upbringing. And now this has been rolled over and you're now able to have the space and create your own space and freedom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also, because we're in a place where I'm not working a job and I'm doing things in my own time when I can, we've actually been able to bring on our nephew to live with us, who at the time in August had mum had disappeared and had nowhere to go. We pretty much told him, we're like, it's all right, buddy, we'll find you a home, like even if it's a foster family. And we just watched him crush. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And we were like, I think we're going to do this. We can't have that happen for him. And I know that world. I lived in that world and I could see that he has drive and he wants out too. And we're able to give that to him now because I am able to pick him up from school because I don't have a job or I'm sleeping because I've got work tomorrow night, or, you know, I've got freedom to be able to do this for him as well.
Wow. Wow. So not only have you kind of like, you're taking yourself out of a life and changed it, now you're helping your nephew as well.
Yeah. And also we helped Bri's mum for a bit as well, because we have this acreage that we're living on. Her mum was living in a caravan in a camping ground.
But it just sold.
Yeah, they had just sold it and they wanted to get rid of all the long-term tenants and just have holiday people there. So she was not in a financial position where she was able to go rent somewhere else. So we said, do you want to rent a space from us? So she came up here and lived on our land in her caravan.
I want to quickly add, my mum has been clean. She saw the light and she's been clean for like 15 years now.
Yeah. Awesome. Wow.
Yeah, so she rented a spot here for about 6 months, and then she had some health issues, so we helped to get her into a unit.
Mm.
Not financially, but just by being available to be there with our time and our knowledge to support her. And so she's living in her first house she's lived in for, what, over 10 years or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
She's just living up the road from us and absolutely loving her life now.
And we're actually, this is the other thing, is that, she started to, help me with not even so much the renos. Oh, no, she has. She's even helped me with the renos. She used to be a professional painter, but I'd never seen any of that because I'd only ever seen an alcoholic mother. So for the first house, she taught me how to use my paintbrush, and now she's picking up the paintbrush and having fun and not asking anything of it, just making a relationship together. And we're buying her a freezer to help, like to thank her, because she's not very good with money. So the last thing we'd want to do is give her money. So
that's so beautiful, that you're kind of like, it's the ripple in the pond effect. The ripples are continuing to flow out. It's exactly what Dimna just loves about the community and what she does. So beautiful. Wow. Okay. All right. Just changing tact a little bit. So if you look for someone who's brand new, if someone was like totally brand new, we've got some people who've just come in. Obviously you've been through, you've started from where you started, you've changed clearly drastically since you first, started back when you bumped into that, came along to that event, that one day event with Dimna and caught up with that other student as well. What would you say to someone who's just starting out? What would be your kind of your advice or recommendation or words of wisdom?
Yeah, so it'd be definitely like use all the information. Yeah. Like everything is there available to learn. You've just got to put in the time to learn it and then take the first step. I know that was the hardest part for us, was like, okay, we've gained the knowledge. Now actually putting it into action, that's the hardest part. But once you start to see the results, and it just motivates you to keep going. So yeah, it's really just using that knowledge and just
pick up that pig in the sand.
Pig
in the sand before anything else. You really need to know why you're doing this.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, I know it's not easy, because especially when you've never been in a point where you're like, oh, if I could actually have anything I wanted, what would I want? Oh, I've been living with it'd be really cool to get this. I was just saying, our pig in the sand was not what we've got now, because we didn't think we were even capable of getting that. What our pig in the sand was way smaller, but that to us was a big deal. And I think our pig in the sand will change. But it's really good to just start with something, put something down on paper that you want. And then from there, you might actually get an idea of how you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because from memory, the pig in the sand kind of goes into what would you do with your spare time and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That pig in the sand. Hey, putting that pig in the sand is brilliant. And it's really interesting that you mentioned that now that you've gone past your peg in the sand, you look back on it and you go, it was here,
And we thought that was high. Yeah.
You thought that was high at the time? And now you're like, you're looking down at it going, oh, look at it down there.
We definitely need to sit down and do it again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Generally about every 12 months, a year is always a good time.
Yeah, and I think I want to share for newcomers, honestly, it's a roller coaster and it's not all uphill straight away, but it's so much fun when you really get there. And if you just keep going and don't give up with that knowledge and the information you've got, you're honestly in the community, if you're stuck, ask them. Some people have probably been in your situation.
Ask Bride. I feel like I can actually help or answer. I will message people. I've got that time at the moment. I'm in the middle of deals. I get to just relax right now.
Now, do you, the I Love Real Estate community, is that like a community or is it more like a family now?
Oh, it's family. Yeah, I even write. In fact, you might even recognize me when I write, because when I share information or something, I'll say hello, family. I'll say extended family, because especially with the events, the people that you meet become family. We have some amazing friends out of this. And it feels so special. And it's also, you really don't want to be telling your family all of this, because they're like, you know, they say don't tell everybody. We've found in the past that the people that we have told that aren't part of the community can get jealous, and it kind of isn't as, it's not the same.
Mm.
Whereas here I've found people like, yes. And then you're like, yeah. And you don't feel like you're showing off. You just feel like you've succeeded and you're willing to help others and share that.
Yeah, awesome. You're validated for what you've done.
Yes.
And your goals. Yeah, yeah, cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for taking out the time. You guys are awesome. You know, you really are. And for those of you who've seen, there is an interview that was done a little while ago. which I showed you. You'd never seen it, but I showed you. But it was a really cool interview when you sat down and when you were in Melbourne at one of the events. We managed to kind of like record that. And I think many of you who've probably come to the introductory events would have seen it. And
I can't believe that, eh? We had no idea.
And if you come along to boot camp, which is tomorrow, and even if you watch it at the end of it, we're gonna play that as well. So you can check it out. You will be live on online tomorrow.
We were so, like, we'd hardly done anything by that point.
That was our deal one. So it was amazing to watch that today and just be like, oh my God,
look how far we've come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, well done. Well done for what you've done.
Successes.
Yep, absolutely. And you've had such an interesting kind of like journey and even just the first step coming in. It's like, you know, you met up with another student. The other student was like, oh yeah, you know what? I'll pay for you to come in because you don't have the dollars. And it's like, and you've just rolled and you've gone on from success to success. So, you know, all credit to you. Yeah, yeah. And thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Now, as you can see, we've got some kind of like lovely comments. Namas is saying, wow, I must say, Tabitha, this story is so inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing.
I'm so glad.
Namas is like, it inspired me so much too. Thanks for sharing. So those kind of comments from those in there. And I know that there's some other ones on Facebook as well. So, yeah. And now this is streamed into Facebook. Sorry.
That's why we did it. We want to inspire. People inspired me, and now it's, like you said, the ripple effect.
Absolutely, yeah. Keep those ripples going. We're all playing a part in the ripples, pushing those ripples out.
I so far haven't found a story like ours. Like, everyone's story is unique, and, you know, but I yet to find someone who really was in our position, and so it's...
Yep.
So many, yeah, your life, but you can change it.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, it's the one of the most amazing things about this community, this family, is that when people get involved and they start to apply and they kind of go, yeah, this actually works for me, that works for me, they will have their own personal journey. And it's always unique, it's always different, and it's always fascinating, and I find insightful. So thank you so much for sharing your journey, your successes, your kind of like difficulties, what you've overcome. And it's so nice to hear that you're in, you know, you're now in a position where you've got the freedom and space to really help others more as well. So done.
I really have to add, the biggest thing, the biggest goal for us was that we move home, and we're home, and we've now like got family around us. We've got our friends, we've made our own little community as well here. And if there's anyone who's in the I Love in New Zealand We're here. We're ready to chat.
There is actually, I think there's a couple of people, if you're, they're saying, hey, is anyone in New Zealand? And yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's small, but it's not that small, but yeah. We connect some way.
Good. Hey, now, just a couple of other comments here. Yelena, we're so glad that both of you joined. You are absolutely amazing. Truly an inspiration to so many of us. I'm so happy that we met you. That's Yelena. Helena. Yeah. Amazing story, and wishing you both more good luck. And Rosemary, awesome guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, look, thank you everyone for joining. What a beautiful story, so inspirational. This recording is now available on the members only Facebook group. So we stream live into that. That's available there for you to review. We also record them and or edit them and put them up onto the members only website as well. For those of you who don't know or haven't yet, you must be booked in for the boot camp, which is tomorrow, if you're going to attend in person, which is a lot of the theme that's been talking about tonight is in person live events have to be booked. So make sure that if you haven't already, I'm not too sure if there's spaces left, but you must book through the dashboard. But if you're not, join like this via Zoom. It's an awesome 3 days coming up starting tomorrow. Okay, that's it from me.
Can I say something?
Of course you can say yes.
I just have to say, if you have gone to boot camp in person, don't be too shy. Just say hello to someone. Honestly, like, everyone's there for the same reason. They want to be successful. They want to change their life. And they want to meet new people. And honestly, like, just a hello, you become friends.
Yeah, you sure do. You sure do. And then the community turns into a family.
Definitely. Friends become family.
Becomes a family. Yep. That's the Isle of Real Estate family. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. We better rock and roll now. So thank you for taking the time out, everyone, for joining us. And we'll certainly see the success show coming up next Friday as well, with all the Isle of Real Estate student stories. Another one. Not too sure what's planned next. It'll be a surprise. But thank you so much, Brian, just for sharing today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me. Okay. Absolute pleasure. Awesome. Okay. Do well. We'll end off there. See you now. Bye.
Names at the top.